Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide. Today, are Amazon, Apple, Google monopolies? The government thinks so. Today, a look at the most consequential antitrust lawsuits in a generation. Well, few organizations throughout history have exceeded the modern America megacorporation when it comes to gathering money, power, and influence. The question becomes, are they so dominant as to be called monopolies? The term monopoly is a tricky one. In the United States, we like to define monopoly in a legal sense. Something is a monopoly if the law says it's a monopoly, and we rely on a 134-year-old law named the Sherman Antitrust Act. According to the Sherman Act, a monopoly is achieved when one company is so dominant that it can control the price and availability of a product or service. It doesn't need 100% control, just enough to set price and availability. Now, during the debate around the Sherman Antitrust Act, Senator George Hoar of Massachusetts put it this way. If a person who merely by superior skill and intelligence got the whole business because nobody else could do it as well as he could, was not a monopolist. In other words, if you're very good at what you do, then voila, the American courts will not consider you a monopolist. Essentially, you're free and clear to do whatever you want. While that may be an adequate definition in the industrial age, it's far less so in today's information age. Today's economy is littered with companies that are monopolies in everything but the strict legal sense, primarily because of the George Hoar loophole. For instance, America has only one company, Boeing, which makes its commercial airplanes. There are just two fully integrated oil companies, companies that are able to drill, refine, and market oil, and those are Chevron and ExxonMobil. The one dominant e-commerce company is, of course, Amazon. In modern technology companies, we find the most egregious examples of a monopoly. Google Alphabet has the lion's share of all search volumes. Apple has a dominant position in smartphone sales, while Microsoft is the premier position in business software. Of course, Amazon is that number one retailer online. Now, each of these companies has drawn the ire of the United States Justice Department. Three companies, Apple, Google Alphabet, and Amazon, are currently facing major legal battles with the Justice Department focused on that Sherman antitrust violation. These cases will take years to adjudicate and involve literally hundreds of attorneys. Two of the cases, Amazon and Google Alphabet, began with the Trump administration and have been passed on to now the Biden administration. And that means at least two attorneys general have been involved in the government's case. Now, although the intricacies involved are too complex to deal with here, there are specific highlights that we can see. Like almost all lawsuits, these begin with the question of fact. Do these companies, in fact, have a dominant position in the market that they are considered a monopoly? And the Department of Justice asserts that indeed their position is dominant. But the counter becomes, is this dominant position so tenuous that it could be lost at any time? And that's not an easy answer. Should the judges rule that Apple, Google, or Amazon face sufficient competition that they could be toppled from their number one position, then the government's case would be thrown out. Based on this fact alone, most legal scholars feel that the case against Apple in particular is the weakest. Apple faces several substantial competitors, especially the Android smartphones. Now, the case against Google and Amazon are more substantial, if for no other reason, that they have maintained their dominance for such a long time with few significant competitors. Now, the second part of these lawsuits is particularly relevant, influence. Are the tech companies using undue influence? The question goes back 23 years to the U.S. Department of Justice case against Microsoft. Microsoft had the dominant position in software, with Microsoft operating systems on most personal computers. Apple computers, of course, use the iOS system. but Microsoft was bundling their web browser Internet Explorer with their operating system MS-DOS. Internet Explorer came as a complete package when a customer purchased the Microsoft software. The DOJ argued that Microsoft used this dominant position in software to exclude other browser options, and it was unfair. Ironically, Google was and still is the most critical competitor in this particular field, and it itself is now subject to a DOJ antitrust case. Now, the Microsoft case raised the fundamental issue of influence. Did Microsoft use its dominant position in software to influence customers to use Internet Explorer? Herein lies the chief problem for today's tech monopolists. Are they using unfair influence, not just in business-related issues, but in fields far removed? Such is the scope and range of these companies that they can shape the public landscape to create a favorable impression of whatever issue they wish to present. Their capability goes far beyond merely providing a product or service. These dominant tech companies can frame public opinion. In the case of Microsoft, it showed Internet Explorer as the quick and easy option. The Justice Department demonstrated that most consumers follow Microsoft's direction and did indeed install the Internet Explorer as their web browser. Regrettably, there was no final decision in the courts on this case. Although the U.S. District Court did rule that Microsoft violated Section 2 of the Sherman Antitrust Act, this was partially overturned by the U.S. Courts of Appeal in D.C. Later, Microsoft and Justice reached an out-of-court settlement in which Microsoft altered some of its services. I believe that Internet Explorer's default position was indeed modified. But the bottom line here is that the issue of influence still needs to be determined in the courts. Now, like many of you, I like to see the courts decide this principal issue. What is Google, Amazon, and Apple's influence, not only on just what brands to purchase, but also what news and information we see? And ultimately, what candidates we can vote for? How does big tech influence the world as we see it? Of course, that desire is far beyond what we're likely to see in the court cases. The courts will probably produce a narrow decision based on contract law, far from the sweeping issues of general influence. Finally, Shane Greenstein, a professor at the Harvard Business School, makes a very interesting point. Apple, Google, and Amazon are all placing their reputation on the line. Who knows what business practices will be revealed as the court's proceedings unfold? American public opinion is notoriously fickle and could easily change if some unscrupulous corporate strategy are revealed in these lawsuits. An adverse public reaction could have far more impact on these companies than any narrowly worded court decision would have. And that's today's Value Side. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.